Everybody. You know, Tom, that worked out really well that you just started the video before I was even up there. That way I didn't have the opportunity to forget that there was a video. So that was great. Our call to worship comes from Psalm chapter 9. We're going to be looking at verses 9 to 11. It says this: "The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Sing the praise of the Lord enthroned in Zion. Proclaim among the nations what he has done." Let's come before the Lord and begin praising his name today as we open in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you that you are our refuge in times of trouble. Whether life is good or whether life is difficult, Lord, we can come to you. We can come to you with the praises of the good that you've brought us in this life and the promise of the life to come. And when things are difficult, Lord, we go through the difficulty, but not without hope, Lord, and not without an eye towards the grace and mercy that you have provided for us. So, Lord, in light of that, we give you praise today. No matter what situation or what's going on in our lives today, whether it is good or difficulty, Father, we come before you and we praise your name. We thank you that you are who you are, trustworthy, the same yesterday, today, and forever. So, Lord, as we worship you today through song, as we worship you through looking into your word, guide and direct our hearts. Allow us to have genuine fellowship with you today. Be with those who are unable to be with us, whether that is because of health or other reasons, Lord. We just pray that you would be with each and every person that is not here, Lord. Well, there are many on our prayer list today that we are lifting up to you. We're asking for your protection, Lord. We're asking for your healing. And, Lord, we're asking for your presence in their lives. So, Lord, we invite you into this place with us, that we would worship, not just because there are songs on the screen. We wouldn't open our Bible just because I say we need to go to this verse, but we would do these things to honor and worship you today. We ask all these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Hold on. There we go. Got some announcements in here. They weren't up here. All right, a couple announcements to share with you guys this morning. Just a reminder, we were talking about prayer. We have restarted prayer meeting, our weekly prayer meeting. We're meeting here on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. We are continuing with our night of prayer. We want to make Wednesday night a church-wide night of prayer. And Lord knows, we need a lot of prayer in our country, in our community, in ourselves. So if you are able, we would love to have you come on Wednesday nights. We have a wonderful time worshiping and praying together. If you're not able to make it on Wednesday night, we're going to continue to email out the prayer list. And wherever you are, we just ask you to take a few minutes on Wednesday and just lift up the folks on the prayer list. We're doing the best we can to keep that as updated as possible. As new requests and updates are coming in, I'm trying to pass that on and update that in the prayer list, so I'll send that out. If for some reason you haven't been getting the emails that have that in there, let me know or let Leanne know, and we'll make sure we get that updated on the email list so we can make sure we're getting that out to you guys. And as a congregation, I know we can't do a lot of things together, but prayer is something we can do together, no matter where we're at. And we know that we have a God who hears and answers prayer. So I just want to really encourage you as a group, whether it's in person or whether it's at your homes, to be faithful in prayer during this time. Also want to share with you, we're continuing our midweek Bible study. We're in the first chapter of Habakkuk. Habakkuk is really interesting among the minor prophets as he is bringing questions that the people of Judah have for God to God, instead of like most of the prophets, which are the other way around. Last week we looked at Habakkuk's first question was basically, God, where are you? And we looked at God's answer to Habakkuk. This week we're going to look at Habakkuk's second question. He asked God, why are you allowing bad things to happen in our nation? Which, I don't know, seems a little timely. We're going to look at God's answer to Habakkuk and why these things are happening. And I think there's some really compelling answers, not just for the Old Testament, and certainly in the Old Testament, but also for for what's going on in our lives as well. So those usually go up on Wednesday morning, so keep a lookout for those as we continue to work through the book of Habakkuk. That's found on the website. We also have lots of other things. We're doing our best to keep the website updated. We have announcements. We got music. We got a lot of different stuff. So we're using the website as kind of the hub of information right now. Let me know if there's more you want to see on there, but we're trying to do our best to keep that updated. Just a reminder that after church today, starting at noon, we are having a picnic back at the church pavilion for the Rossers. The Rossers, as most of you know, have been faithfully ministering at this church for many, many years. They are moving down to Texas to be with family, and we wanted to make sure that we were able to say goodbye and just thank them for all their service throughout the years. So starting at noon back at the pavilion, we're gonna have a luncheon for them. Lunch is going to be provided. We are gonna still kind of do the social distance thing, even though we're outside. I know that will be tricky for everybody because y'all want to snuggle and hug and stuff like that. Well, some of you. Anyway, but I know the Rossers are excited, and that's going to be taking place starting at noon. A couple prayer requests to share with you. Just ask you to pray for Pam Remy. She is in the hospital. She had a brain aneurysm on Wednesday. She had one back in 2009. So it's been 10 years since her last episode. But she is currently in the hospital and probably will be there for a little while. So if you could pray for Pam. She also asked that you would pray for Katrina, who's been staying with her just during this time. It's a lot of craziness right now. Obviously, we can't really visit her or anything like that, but I told her that I would share this and put it up on the prayer list. And Sharon, can you give us a couple of updates? I know you had a couple things you wanted us to pray for. Well, we'll make sure we get that updated, but I encourage you guys as you're able to pray. All right. At this time, we're going to have some time of musical worship. So as Faye makes her way up, we'll just prepare our hearts to continue to worship God.